Hello, my name is Issa and I'm 11 years old.
Hello, my name is Jack and I'm almost 11 years old.
Hi, I'm Salim, I'm 11 years old.
In this podcast, we're going to be talking about climate change, the effects it has on humans, other animals, and what we can do to help.
Here are some facts.
Did you know that polar bears are losing their habitat?
Well, no, I didn't know that, but I also don't know how that has anything to do with climate change.
Well, because it's getting warmer, ice caps are melting, sea levels are rising.
So, does that mean since the ice caps are melting, and that's the polar bears' habitats, they're going to fall into the ocean and drown? But that also means that if the sea levels are rising, it's going to affect humans as well. Because doesn't that mean that there's going to be more floods, right?
Yeah.
Alright, anyway. So, I also have another fact, but it has a big thing to do with humans and their, you know, contribution to climate change. So, humans use too much non-renewable energy.
What's non-renewable energy?
Well, non-renewable energy is energy that will eventually run out, like coal and oil. But renewable energy, which is the opposite of that, is energy that will never run out, like sunlight and wind. But I've read in books that the sun's going to blow up in a few billion years. So doesn't that mean that the sun is a non-renewable energy and not a renewable energy source?
Focus.
Sorry. So, Sadim, I didn't give you a proper answer. So, the answer to what that you were looking for was that non-renewable energy is energy that will eventually run out, like coal and oil.
Quick recap.
What is non-renewable energy?
Non-renewable energy is energy that will eventually run out.
I remember this year, or 2022, the temperature here in Nottingham reached a colossal height of 40 degrees. And that's saying something, because normally it only reaches 30 degrees or 32 degrees. Sometimes it doesn't even reach that. Sometimes it's only 29, 28 degrees.
Yeah, I remember. We weren't even allowed to play football or basketball or anything, like Foursquare or anything.
I mean, yeah, Jack, that's true. But, I mean, it was for our own good, because we don't want to overheat. Or because we might get sick and we might have to get sent home.
I guess we want to have some stroke.
Yeah, we wouldn't allow to go out the side.
Well, that's true as well. That's probably because we didn't want to get, the teacher didn't want us to get sunburn. So, yeah, that's probably the reason why.
Climate change might be reversible by 2030. Don't worry, your hope isn't lost yet.
There are some ways that you and everyone else can help. One way is that you could turn the lights off when you go out of a room.
You can also try and save water by, when you're doing your toothbrush, don't keep the tap running while you're doing it, and only switch it on when you're rinsing your toothbrush or cleaning it. And you might want to take a little bit, take less time in the shower, or try and take a little bit less. Or try and take a little bit less showers. So anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you understood what we were talking about, and I hope that you will act upon what we've said. So thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.